music of Max Richter and a composer you will experience with the National Ballet of Canada production, Mad Adam, on stage. My name is Mark Wigmore on this Tuesday, The Oasis on the New Classical FM, our look at arts and culture. Today we focus on one of the most ambitious productions in Canadian ballet, the National Ballet of Canada's Mad Adam, returning to Toronto this June, bringing to the stage acclaimed choreographer Wayne McGregor's breathtaking interpretation of Margaret Atwood's dystopian trilogy, Oryx and Crake, The Year of the Flood, and Mad Adam. It is set to an original score by German-British superstar composer Max Richter, and the production combines stunning visuals, powerful storytelling, and contemporary choreography to explore themes of climate change, genetic engineering, and the future of humanity. The acclaimed world premiere in Toronto saw a successful international run, and now Mad Adam is back at the Four Seasons Centre from June 13th through the 21st. Tickets at national.ballet.ca. Joining us is one of Canada's most celebrated dancers. Heather Ogden is a principal dancer with the National Ballet of Canada and has been captivating audiences around the world for decades. Heather trained at Canada's National Ballet School and joined the company in 1998, promoted to principal dancer in 2007. She is renowned for her artistry, dramatic depth, and technical brilliance. She's performed leading roles in classics including Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, Romeo and Juliet, and The Nutcracker, while also creating roles in contemporary works by some of the world's most innovative choreographers. Today, she joins us to talk about stepping into the extraordinary world of Mad Adam. Heather Ogden, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you for having me.
We've really, really been looking forward to speaking with you. This is such a treat for us. But before we get into dance and ballet, how are you holding up as a Blue Jays fan? Because I know you're a baseball person, a softball person. You've thrown out that ceremonial pitch in years past. So how are you feeling as a baseball fan this year?
Well, we ended on such a high last year. Of course, our expectations are very high, but I'm a fan through and through.
Yeah, I like that.
I've been going to more games this year. Even if I'm sitting way up high, I just love the atmosphere. And yep, they have my support for sure. And that pitch that I threw has given me more street cred than you could ever know.
I have to admit, I'm very jealous. I would love to get that opportunity. I probably wouldn't throw it as well as you.
Well, thank you. I did put in some practice.
You have been at the center of Canadian ballet for most of your adult life. Is this art form the rock in your world? How do you see ballet and the National Ballet of Canada in your life at this point? What does it mean to you?
Yeah, I think using the term the rock is pretty perfect. It's been my life. I moved to Toronto when I was 17 to join the company. And so many years later, I'm still here. I come into this building every day and it's in my blood. It's in my body. And it sounds cheesy, but it's in my heart. Like this place feels like home to me. And the stage that we dance on at the Four Seasons feels like home. It's such a comfortable fit for me. And I feel really blessed with my career.
You've toured the world with this group. You've raised a family. You've danced the great ballets that we all know and love, like Swan Lake and Romeo and Juliet. You were so lauded for your performance in Sleeping Beauty. What is it for you when you look back? The dancing, the relationships, what exactly do you think of when you think about all that happening?
I do think of the dancing. I've danced so many shows. There's definitely some that stand out as very memorable or very special. But I do think it's the people for me and the camaraderie that I have with my colleagues and partners and the fact that we're all doing it together. We all love it so much. We're so invested. We're so dedicated. We're all coming in with an artist mentality and we get to do this every day together. I often say, you don't get to do this at other jobs. I'm always joking around, but it's the truth. We have such a special job. And
it sounds like that investment on your end is just grown and grown as well, which isn't always the case with these art forms.
I think like in many relationships, things change along the way and I find different ways to love what I do. I think when I was younger, I loved the challenge. You know, I was starting from scratch. I had the world in front of me if I wanted it. And I came from a classical dance background. So I leaned very heavily towards the classical ballets and trying to do this and some of the technical elements. And then I discovered my artistry and creating ballets and more contemporary works. And I had a family and I became a more well-rounded woman. My life offered me lots of perspective and challenges and I've learned to be a resilient artist. And so I think that as I've changed, my relationship with the ballet has changed, and it's just as beautiful. It's just changed form.
I always think it's fascinating to see what the spark is in an artistic career. And perhaps for me, it was driving around with my mom listening to radio. But for you, it was a babysitter. And that's a fascinating starting point.
Yes, I really have to find this babysitter because I've now spoken about her quite a bit. But yeah, she took care of me, and she was a teenager. I thought she was cool. And she took ballet at the Richmond Academy of Dance. And so that's what I did. And who knew it would lead to this life for me?
Yeah, amazing. The routine of a principal dancer is quite striking to me. The athleticism of it, the diet. You have to have artistic goals. Do you dream of that day when that routine loosens up a little, or is it part of your DNA now and it's just what it is?
That's a great question. There's certainly times where I'm like, oh, we work through a certain amount of pain, like any professional athlete. I think, oh, it would be nice to not, it doesn't matter if I wake up and my foot is swollen, you know, or I could eat whatever I wanted on a show day, or I could take this day off if I wanted to. But really, I'm someone who really likes a lot of structure, and I thrive in it. I thrive in having challenges and having a strict schedule, I guess. I'm quite used to it. I think that, for example, when I was pregnant, I thought, wow, I'm off for a while. You know, it's not for any bad reasons. Sometimes being injured has its challenges. You feel it can be a tough time emotionally, but I'm off. It's for a good reason. It's for a happy reason. I'm going to enjoy this time. And then I was kind of lost. I didn't know what to do without my schedule, my routine, and obviously figured it out. But yeah, I'm not going to wish it away. I think one day I'll find pros in not having this schedule. But right now, I'll enjoy every minute.
If you're just joining us, Canadian Treasure, National Ballet of Canada principal dancer Heather Ogden is on the line. She will perform as part of Mad Adam, the dance adaptation of Margaret Atwood's book. Wayne McGregor, the choreographer, and Max Richter with the score. Performances run Saturday, June 13th through Sunday, June 21st. Tickets at national.ballet.ca. Tell us about Mad Adam. It's based on a dystopian novel. It's from Margaret Atwood. It has been staged here before. How would you describe how this plays to an audience and how it looks and feels from a dance perspective?
Yeah, Mad Adam was created for us, which was a really special experience having Wayne here working with the company because, first of all, he's just brilliant. But secondly, I think the dancers take a special ownership of a ballet when it's created on you, when you were part of the inception. And Wayne is, he has such a creative mind, and Max Richter as well, as you know, it's just the most amazing trifecta. But I think Wayne's mind is so incredible that he could tell the story because it's such a complex story. As you know, it's three books. It's quite abstract. Wayne does it in kind of a cinematic way. So the story is told quickly, but you don't have to understand it. The painting that he paints is so wonderful. And rediscovering it this time, revisiting it, I've just fallen in love with it even more and seen all the other layers, and the company looks fantastic. So
it's fascinating to me. We think about genetic engineering as a theme here, climate change, the future of humanity, certainly topics that Margaret has covered in the past, but that's in a literary form. This is in a real physical dance form. Mm-hmm. How does that translate when we're looking at those big themes?
I know. I heard an interview with Margaret Atwood about Mad Adam, and she said, oh, I was thrilled when Wayne asked me to do it. I always thought it could be a ballet.
I heard her say that too. Yeah.
I was like, really? Like, it's so complex. I wouldn't know how to approach it, but this is the perfect team to do it. And the music really lays the groundwork. I would say the whole dystopian feeling is really painted by Max Richter.
We should point out too, a German British composer. He's top of the pops all the time. He just played Massey Hall last year, and he's a big deal right now. A lot of film, a lot of TV. He's certainly no stranger to our airwaves. So pretty amazing to have him be a part of this.
Absolutely. Having him here with us was so wonderful, and I think a lot of us are big fans. So that was really special.
My sense is that your artistic director, Hope Meir, is moving towards these really creative partnerships and daring contemporary productions. This feels like it's part of that. What's your sense of where the ballet is moving under her direction?
Absolutely. I think Hope is very creative and does value partnerships a lot. I think she wants to tell stories, but definitely in a more contemporary arena. I think the important thing to her is that we do keep telling stories. I think Matt Adams is a great example of it. You really see the versatility of the dancers and the artists in this production, and I think the company just looks fantastic.
We're really excited for it, and I know people saw it the first time around. We'll be excited to see what happens this time, and for a lot of people, they haven't had a chance to see it yet. So National Ballet of Canada principal dancer Heather Ogden, just a real treat to speak with you, and thank you for joining us and making some time, because I know you're in the midst of rehearsals.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Heather will perform as part of Mad Adam, the dance adaptation of Margaret Atwood's book. Wayne McGregor is the choreographer, and Max Richter, the recent Oscar nominee, with the score. Performances running Saturday, June 13th through Sunday, June 21st, and tickets at national.ballet.ca. To note this very special occasion with the ballet, more from Max Richter.